Welcome to Aware. We are dedicated to communicating information that inspires your positive growth and change. Are you interested in a peaceful planet? Are you interested in optimal health? Are you living with purpose? Are you enjoying your life? We realize each person can make a difference, and our mission is to empower your awareness. The choices that you make in every moment shape your life, and we encourage you to realize that you have your own answers and to always listen to your own truth. We invite you to stay aware. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Aware Show. Hi, this is Lisa Garr. Really great to be with you guys this afternoon. So it's quite possible, due to the day-to-day stresses we endure, that our bodies become scrambled, for lack of a medical term, I suppose. They become mixed and crossed, etc. Well, my guest today, Dr. Sherry Blake Greenberg, looks at the entire package. And that really is what integrative medicine is about. It's about the mental, the emotional, the physical, the environmental, and the spiritual aspects of your health. It is all interconnected, just as we are all interconnected. Your body is all interconnected. You cannot just talk about the spirit without talking about the body and letting the body go. You cannot just pay attention to the body without paying attention to the mental and the spiritual aspects of your life. They really are all entwined. And that is I believe, and I interviewed Dr. Andrew Weil once, and he said that is the future of medicine, is to have every physician on this planet understand that interconnectedness of the way that we work, mental, emotional, physical, environmental, spiritual going to the outer realms. Well, that's what we're talking about today with Dr. Sherry Blake Greenberg. She practices all of this in her practice here locally in Los Angeles. And she has an amazing amount of non-traditional modalities that she uses as well. Welcome to the show, Sherry. Sherry, are you back with us, Sherry?
I am back, and I am back without a voicemail going off in the background.
That's fabulous.
Yeah, well, imagine that.
Well, you know what? It's always good to have alerts.
Just like I've heard a few words of your introduction, and thank you. Yes, that's very important that we look at the entire being. And Andrew Weil certainly... did you say Andrew? Was it Andrew Weil you were speaking of?
Yeah, where he talked about the future of medicine is integrative, which is what you practice, yes?
Absolutely. Complementary integrative medicine, absolutely, yes.
And you're located in local, so you're a local...
In Palos Verdes Estates, yes.
Thank God. You know why? Because we talk to like great people and so forth that are not doing practicing anymore, like Judith Orloff and Carolyn Mace. They don't practice like the listeners call in and say, this is all great, but how do I get help?
Well, you know, that's interesting. And that's kind of the segue that I'd like to talk about, is that not only do we find out what the issue is, but we also in this practice lead you to a solution to it. So it's a solution, you know, not just painfully aware of what's wrong with me, but then what to do about it, really the quintessential thing here at the practice.
You know, one of the things that I was just listening to that Carolyn was saying was that you cannot get out of, if you have a life-threatening disease,
correct,
you cannot get out of it yourself, or else everybody would. You need help. You need assistance. You need tools. You need guides. You need mentor. Pardon me?
Absolutely. A mentor and some tools.
And that's what you do, is you really provide that for somebody. Right? So when someone, what types of people come to you? I mean, what are the types of complaints that they have?
Well, I have everything, every age from, you know, babies on up to 86-year-olds. And I have people who want to have the cutting edge, like professional athletes, who want really to maximize their health. And then I have people in the movie industry who want to, you know, have their lives be more strengthened by what I do. And then I have the people that are in real life with real problems and real issues that are, you know, anywhere from divorce to death. And then people who want preventative things as well. So it's a whole gamut. It's very interesting in the office on a daily basis.
Now, that's interesting that you mentioned about, you know, things like divorce and separations and so forth. Do those manifest in physical illnesses? And by the way, Sherry, are you on a speakerphone by any chance?
Yeah, well, I asked earlier if that was okay. If it's not, I'll get. Is this much better?
It's not. Yes. Thank you very much.
Oh, perfect. Thank you for telling me. I did ask if there was a difference. You said not. So sorry.
Okay.
Anyway, divorce. You want to know, does the divorce manifest physically?
Yes.
Absolutely. Absolutely in the physical. It also can manifest in the mental realm. It also manifests in the emotional realm. And the emotional and mental are different. They're not the same. And then it can manifest, of course, in the spiritual and environmental as well. So it's across the board. Anything like that is across the board. And it depends on each individual how they manifest their divorce. Some people will manifest it in certain areas, other people in other areas.
And so do you help them with that? Do you help them with the emotional aspects of what's going on?
Well, I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist.
Well, that helps.
Yeah. I do. It's funny because of all my degrees, that came last because I would be referring people, and people said, no, we want to do it with you. So I went back and did the due diligence and added that to the practice.
And so really talking about where the people are going in their lives also makes a big difference, right?
Absolutely.
You know, it's so interesting. We just had this... I've been talking about pressure, right, in my life, that I've got a bunch of different pressures from different areas of my life. And of course, this is all self-imposed as I drilled down into
it, right?
Is, right?
Yeah, it's a choice, right? It's,
right, exactly. And it was something that I heard myself saying a few times. I would sit on the couch and I was talking to my husband. And I'm like, I'm under this pressure. And do you know what happened? Our pressure valve broke in our house.
Uh-huh. It's all connected, you know, and it's like animals. Animals will oftentimes take and wick things off of us when we're having problems. They're our little kind little servants, and they'll help us sometimes, and we don't want to put that on them. But that's just what they do.
Right, or God forbid, children, you know.
Heaven, that's a big example. The children do that too, absolutely.
They absorb it, and yet all they really ever want is you to be proud of them or you to love them. And then for that, you know, for them to be picking up stuff like that is just basically their attempt to gain that love. If I heal her, then she'll love me.
And, of course, what they also want is to gain the love, and they think it's about you, but they want to gain the self-love for themselves. I work with a lot of children, and our focus is that, yes, your parents love you, but it's important that you love yourself.
Good. Okay, good. All right, so now what are the most common things you see when people get sick? And I'm not talking about a head cold. I'm talking about...
Okay, so what I see is, it's all one thing. It's an imbalance of energy.
Okay.
It starts to have an imbalance of energy in the body, or an imbalance of frequency, or something of the sort. And what we do is we get symptoms. So your friends are your symptoms. So by suppressing symptoms, by taking this to get rid of that and taking that to get rid of this, you're actually asking your body to be quiet and let me just ignore this issue.
Okay.
And so what I like to do is pay attention when I'm interviewing to symptoms. And then I can put the picture together and I can decide, well, is this primarily a digestive issue that leads to an energy gap where you're not making enough energy because you're not digesting properly? Because I do a lot of high-end nutrition in the practice too. And then what I also do is I have these devices that deliver frequency to energetically to the body. And so if we remind the body of how it's supposed to be, then it will pick up and say, oh, I like to be, because the body does want to be healthy. If we can just remind it, then it can be healthy.
Okay,
you know what
so
I'm saying?
Absolutely. Now, I'm very well aware of the devices that you use in your practice, and I'm
good.
Really excited about them, but I needed to, because we're such a quick fix society. I didn't want people to say, oh, I could just go there and get this patch and I'm fine, or I can just go plug into this thing and I'm terrific.
Correct.
It's not that easy. So I wanted people to understand that things, you know, that there is an interconnectedness here and you can't fix one thing without another thing.
Well, it's kind of interesting. The one device that I had a little boy in here, I guess it was last week, and he came and he had sinus issues. He was 14. He wasn't a little boy, he was a young man, excuse me. And he came in, and he left with his mother. He was kind of calling me the witch doctor when he came in, you know, and why am I here, that sort of thing. And he left. And when he did, he said, Mom, I need to go back there because my nose has never breathed like this before. So sometimes it's a quick fix, and then you back it up with things, and sometimes it's a longer process of reminding the body it can be better.
Okay. So now talk to me about first of all, I'm going to talk about the German device. I want to talk about the Russian one. But
right.
The information therapy device, what is that?
Well, they're all informational devices. What I do is one from France tells organ function, and the one from Russia tells cellular function at the organ level. And then I have a German device and a Hungarian device that deliver frequency to the body that tells the body, like, if the organ's not vibrating at the frequency that it should be and it's under functioning, it reminds it, hey, what, this was your original frequency, why don't you nudge yourself back there? So that's how it works. And then, of course, all this time while I'm processing with them on the machines, I'm mentally talking to them about mental, emotional things and processing that. And so by the end of the session, it kind of all comes together and they go, wow, I just feel so much better. You know, and I've taken, you know, patients who, for instance, I had a gentleman in the desert who was a golf professional, and he could barely walk into the office when he came, 45 years old, and he was, you know, really challenged. And so he walked in, I gave him one session, and I'm not saying miracles happen like this every day, but they do. His body, when he did what I said to do and recommended, he picked up right away, and within 3 days he was running 6 miles again. So that is possible. Your body is an amazing piece of equipment. It's a computer.
Hmm. You know? So you can literally send back the signal to the body to restore health in that particular area?
That particular area, yes. And then the other thing is, it's called informational medicine. The other thing that you can do is you can take out information that's unnecessary anymore from the brainstem. You can, you know, the brainstem gets confused sometimes, and it's kind of like an overloaded message machine. And when you have an overloaded message machine, then you have to remove messages to get good new messages in. The old messages are over.
Okay.
So, one of the devices allows us to remove some bad messages, and then, it's not we're in there doing surgery, but we're doing kind of, you know, I guess it would be an energetic surgery.
Wait, are you talking about like messages that we got when we were kids?
I'm talking about, let's say you're taking antibiotics.
Okay.
Okay. And, or you had mercury involved in some parts of your body. I'm not saying that it takes the mercury out, but it takes the information. The mercury may have already been removed, but the information of the mercury still lingers in the cellular tissue. If that lingers, that bad information, it's not necessary anymore because the mercury is gone. If we remove that, then the tissues tend to start working better again.
Hmm.
So just by removing the information, it's a Russian device. It's really given, when I first got it, it gave me a new lease in life, and then I brought it into the practice of giving many people.
How does it know what's the good information, what's the bad information?
If we knew that, we could make it and make millions of dollars. Maybe you and I should work on that.
All right, good. Okay. So I want to go through these devices again a little bit more, and then tell me how things like this would work on something like depression or hormone balancing. That's a big one for women.
One of the things that I start with, there are like some quintessential features of my practice. One is that most everybody's digestion is very, very poor in this country and in the world, frankly.
Why?
Because we're eating foods that are depleted, because we're mixing the foods improperly, we have putrefied bowels, and when that happens, then our adrenals go down because our bowels give the energy to our adrenals for our daily energy. When the adrenals go down, the immune system goes down, the hormones go down, the immunoglobulins go down, the immune system, and the neurotransmitters go down, as well as the digestive enzymes aren't made. So it's important. We have another battery in our body called the brain battery, which is the hypothalamus and the pituitary mm-hmm. and the pineal connection. And with information that we can't digest much food, but we can absorb food. So if I give people a food that they can absorb so they can jumpstart the system again. So once we get going with that system, then we're able to then, after it's jumpstarted, get the body to start building itself again. You can rejuvenate a body very quickly in 3 or 4 months, about 70%, and then over 2 years, almost 100%.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you said you give them a food they can absorb, but you don't do supplements, right?
I have something that I call, no, I don't do supplements, only whole foods. I have something that I call the green drink. They make, you know, all my patients laugh at me and say, oh, it's her green drink, you know.
Right.
It is green. And I use certain things in it that are high-end, specific, high-frequency foods. and there are no isolates at all. You know,
and people make this themselves. You just give them a recipe
every morning, and sometimes people are so depleted they make it three times a day
because their body needs it.
Correct. Then the other essential part of my practice.
Wait! You can't leave us with that. You got to tell us what's in it.
Oh, you know what? It would be kind of like advertising to tell the actual name of the product.
Oh, it's a product.
You know what
I'm
sorry. I use three different products in it, so it's just basically.
Oh, okay.
Important. That I have researched and done this, and I have my favorites, so I don't think it's fair to, you know what I'm saying.
No, I thought it was a whole, like, green bok choy and things like that. Okay,
no,
it's not. Okay.
This is actual high-frequency greens that are prepared by companies, and they're experts at this.
Okay, we don't want to go that way. All right, so.
Some of the greens are good, and some of the greens are bad, so, you know, you might want to figure out what the good greens are.
Okay.
And the high-frequency greens. The next area that I talk about is how important it is to get your essential fatty acids, and that can't be gotten by a capsule. A lot of people have omega-3s, and they think they're covering mm-hmm. their base, and they're not. There are three things that you need, and I can share these, and that is you need raw coconut oil, and it's a misnomer that coconut oil is bad for you. It's incredible for you. It's naturally hydrogenated, so therefore it's not a bad fat. But when you cook olive oil in a heat, that makes it a bad fat. So you should always cook in coconut oil.
So you can cook it, the raw coconut oil?
You only cook in coconut oil, and then when the things cool down, you pour olive oil over them. And then the third oil that you need, and all three you need, 1 to 3 tablespoons a day, is cod liver oil. And you want to get a high-quality cod liver oil.
Back to basics. Wow.
Exactly. And once you get those fats going, that stimulates your body to detox.
So raw coconut oil, olive oil, and cod liver oil.
That's correct. And once your body's detoxing, that's one of your main things, is to feed it and detox it, and then you get health.
So, and I can see how this would absolutely detox things, because it would make everything slide through your body. Nothing would stick then.
Nothing stays, that's right.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
Okay. So, now, once you get the body clean and into a place where it can receive the energetic frequencies, I mean, well, first of all, the energetic devices that you use, can they be received by the body if the body's still in a toxic place, or do you have
absolutely.
To?
Absolutely.
Oh, they still can, huh?
But we start working there, and then as we get cleaner, then it keeps going in deeper and deeper and stronger and stronger, and it's like a crescendo in music. You just take off, you know?
Okay.
Yeah. And now there's another area that I would, if you don't mind, I'd like to talk about, and that is the importance of how highly inflammatory eating grains in this country is. Any kind of grain and eating grains is very, very inflammatory and detrimental to your neurological system.
All grains, not just wheat?
I'm talking about all grains. Yeah, because they're genetic. Most of them are genetically altered.
Even rice, brown rice.
Yep. Yeah.
No wonder. I'm gluten-free, but the brown rice is really not working for me anymore.
Yeah, in my opinion. These are all my opinions and my experience.
White rice either, yeah.
Yeah.
None of them
but
do.
Gluten-free is a great disservice, because it's really not just about wheat, because corn was altered before wheat, and the reason wheat is a problem is because it was altered, and so is quinoa, and so amaranth, and all those are now gradually becoming, you know. The best thing you can cook with, if you want to bake or anything, is something like, you know, chickpea flour or garbanzo bean flour. That's probably the safest.
Interesting.
Yeah,
when I started doing the wheat-free lifestyle, I went right to the rice products, and the tendency is to go overboard on the rice products, because you don't want to let go of your comfort foods. And then I eventually, it's like a three-step process. You come to terms with the lifestyle is going to change, then you phase it down, and then it becomes easy.
Uh-huh. It's like healing from an addiction, you know?
Really, pretty much, yeah.
And what I want you to know is, when your body's craving that, it's craving it for the energy, because it's quick energy. So in my practice, I like to shut off the sugar system and amp up the fat and the protein systems, because those two systems have information in them, whereas the sugar only has energy in it.
Mm.
There's no information in sugar foods.
They're so satiating, too. I mean,
they are.
A real avocado, oh, there's nothing better than that. Full.
Oh, like isn't that the best? One of the best foods you can eat.
It is. It's like, I just so appreciate the avocado.
No kidding.
All right, yeah. So now you can, okay, so the whole philosophy with you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make them drink. How do you
correct.
Get people to carry through? Because, I mean, it's important
compliance.
For people to
Are
know.
Are you asking about compliance?
Yeah, and yeah. Is there a quick fix out there, or do you have to go the long haul, really, make a commitment to your health?
Well, it's interesting. I'm currently almost finished with my book called Create Your Frequency, and I talk about the different levels and steps of what you can do minimally all the way to the max, you know, and that's what we do in the office, and I actually tailor to the needs of my patients, to the level of my patients, what I know that they can do, and I don't have any expectations of wanting them to have more than they can do.
So create
very respectful.
Yeah. Okay. So you basically see people where they are, and you don't try to take them down a certain path. You just show them the path.
I just meet them. I make suggestions. And, you know, once they come in and they experience my energy and my office and the truth of it, then they're pretty much on board. I mean, there are a few rebels, but then they eventually
fall off, right?
The tank too.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay, can we talk?
Well, sometimes, go ahead. Yeah.
I wanted to talk a little bit about the patches. I saw on YouTube you were doing a lecture about the patches.
Actually, they're an informational tool that I have. One of the informational tools that I have in my office. They have nothing molecular that goes in the body. They're from LifeWave. David Schmidt is the owner, CEO, developer, a good friend of mine.
I see.
The patches are for glutathione, for instance. I think you saw the lecture on glutathione. Glutathione is something that weight lifters and people who want health take frequently in a powder form, and they take it in all capsule form and every kind of form. And what these patches do is they stimulate about 300% within 24 hours increase in your own glutathione production by stimulating your acupuncture points to produce your own glutathione. So these patches work in a very informative way to the body using the meridian system of the body.
Interesting. So you do put it on those particular meridians?
Right. You wear it 12 hours on certain meridians matching with each patch that, have been designed. And, you know, I've had several techniques by several of the physicians that use them and have volunteered in a handbook on how to treat pain and how to get the body balanced. I did a technique using tensegrity in the body system where you actually have parts of the body that are opposite parts of the body, and by touching, like if your knee hurts, then you should grab your opposite elbow, and that will help you balance the energy in the body from the pain in the knee.
That's what acupuncture does, right?
Similar.
Basically. Yeah.
Similar. Yeah. In acupuncture, there are meridians, and the tensegrity, it's like a geodesic dome stands because it has tensegrity.
Tensegrity. Okay. What's tensegrity?
Yeah. It's an interesting word to look up. Tensegrity or Segrity, I believe it is. It's an interesting term to look up. It means that you're supported. Like, that's why we can stand up, because we have tensegrity. That's why a geodesic dome, even though it doesn't have any middle struts or statues, it still stands. So that's why we walk erect.
Oh, okay. That's interesting. Okay.
That makes sense?
Yes, absolutely. So this is your approach to healing, essentially.
Exactly.
All right. So now I also, glutathione, could this help with autistic kids? Because that's one of the tendencies in the spectrum is for the lack of glutathione producing.
It absolutely does. It's really quite miraculous.
Really?
Yeah. It's a really good detoxification. It's an amino acid. It helps detox the body.
Hmm. Could that cause an adverse reaction at all? Could you?
Yeah, you can have a detox reaction. Absolutely.
Hmm. Now,
all we do is we increase your sweating and your urination and your defecation and your breathing, and then we just get the toxins out, and then you feel much, much better.
Yeah, so these are definitely something that need to be supported by someone. I also understand that you can – are these different types of – energy-enhancing patches for
there
things
are several
like...
types, yes. There's a pain patch. There is a glutathione patch, a carnosine patch, an ice wave patch. That's the pain. Let's see. There's a sleep patch. And
carnitine, is that the weight loss?
Carnosine. There's an SP6 patch, which is the weight loss. There's a weight loss program by that company, too.
Huh, interesting.
Yeah, so they have their own thing. I use them very... distinctly with each patient, you know what I'm saying? I don't use them for all patients, but I use them very distinctly when I need them for an extra little boost.
Wow.
Because they're quite powerful. Like glutathione, everyone could wear. In certain patches, not everybody needs to wear a weight loss patch.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Not everybody needs to wear a pain patch. Yeah.
Right, or the sleep, whatever. But these are not anything that like release any type of hormone to the body. They are energetic.
They're only informational. They only give your system photons of light, and you either use it and need it, or it doesn't happen.
Fascinating technology.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
You know, the old Hippocratic oath, above all, do no harm, you know.
Yeah, I mean, you really have just a wealth of information over there. Well, do you have a website? I didn't see.
I do not.
No,
by
I didn't
design,
think so.
I don't.
By design?
Yes, by design, I don't.
How's
I mean, I'm thinking about it, and I had just spoken to a webmaster recently, and so I'm doing it more on a coaching standpoint, from a coaching standpoint. So I'm there could be one coming soon.
Why did you choose not to do one?
Because there's so much information there, and it's such a personal. What I do is I tailor to each individual. It's not like I have a whole bunch of information just to give everyone. That's why I'm doing my book.
I see.
So once the book's out, I'll probably get something to do with a website on that, you know, and then do a newsletter. I think that's a good idea, don't you?
Absolutely. Well, listeners calling in asking about this. I think this person has cancer, and she's healing. So I'm sorry, she's healing from cancer.
Uh-huh.
Do you help with people that are recovering from cancer and so forth? You do.
Yes.
And she's specifically asking what you think about the macrobiotic diet, because it has a lot of grains.
The macrobiotic diet is pretty tough in this country. If you lived in Austria, you'd probably be fine. Theoretically, I used to be a complex carbohydrate vegetarian and on macrobiotics, and it was inflaming me, and I finally discovered that. Most of the things I've gone through myself, you know, to figure out. But in this country, it's pretty hard on a person. You know, you're clean, but you're inflamed.
Interesting. Wow. And I didn't even get into your story. My goodness, you have such an amazing story of what you've been through, of over heartache and a lot of aching.
Little interesting journeys in life that we take to make us stronger. Isn't that right?
Interesting journeys. I love that your perspective is on that. Yes.
Yeah.
Most people that have been through what you've been through don't call it interesting.
Well, it has been fascinating, and I'm very blessed.
Well, you know what? You don't use do you mind if I mention that you had lost a son at do you mind if I mention this?
No, I don't mind.
Okay. Of course not, because you don't use it as a wound.
I'm okay, right.
Yeah, you are. She lost a son at birth. She has an incredible son as well. But the idea of, and this is one of the other things, I'm just immersed in this Carolyn Mace Defying Gravity CD, and she's talking about woundology and how we could put that as a badge and use it as our, you know, to get attention or as a secondary gain, or that many people use their disease as, or their circumstances as woundology. And the fact that you have naturally reframed, or not naturally, but you have reframed that is such a, it's very inspiring. So you really must walk your talk, Sherry. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
Yes, I see that you're up to really amazing things. It's really nice to meet you. Dr. Alex Panna recommended you to me.
Yes, and he and I work together very nicely, and we tether on, and, you know, when he needs a patient to be spiffed up for surgery, then he sends them to me.
Wow, I now see why.
Them.
Yeah, he always deals with people with such integrity. So it's really nice to meet you. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
All right. So you can Google Dr. Sherry Blake Greenberg for more information. All right. We will be right back. This is Lisa Garr. You're listening to The Aware Show.